Hey there.
My name is Andrea Lynn Watt Burnquist. Yes, Andrea Lynn Watt Burnquist. I won't say it again because it's too much to say. Everyone since I was born has just called me Dia. D-I-A. Yes, I know it means day in Spanish. Don't think that you'll be the first person ever to come up to me and say, hey, your name means day in Spanish, because you won't be the first person. I promise. Anyways, I'm from Long Beach, California, originally, until I was 14, and then I moved to Lancaster, California, which is in the middle of the Mojave Desert, which is the middle of nowhere. It's about a half an hour north of Six Flags, and it's really easy to miss if you're driving past it on your way to Vegas, so don't worry about it if you've never heard of it. My major here is at SDSU is biology. I want to have an emphasis in zoology, but I don't know yet because I haven't really taken any courses in that direction of biology. I'm in my third year, but I'm obviously just taking physics now, so I'm a tad bit behind. I want a Spanish minor. I haven't decided yet, though, so that's still up in the air. I'm taking physics right now because it's required for my major. It is, and that's the real reason that I'm taking it. However, I have to say that it's true, physics is important, because just from Tony's lectures, him talking about the way it relates to, like, realistic things that we are all exposed to, like our machinery and how tables put together and how the solar system works and how our body works, like all the small details that it relates to, it really does make me want to learn more, just because it kind of makes you feel as if you really don't know much. And since I'm in college, I really want to know everything, and I would major in everything if I had the time of day. However, I don't. So I'm a bio major taking two physics courses. What can you do? The purpose of Tony's problem-solving methods are the same exact purposes that my physics teacher in high school told me, and these problem-solving methods are not for physics, they're for life. You take these approaches and you use them in all different situations, whether it be for your math test or it be for talking to your parents on the phone. Any situation, you can use these methods in regards to stepping back, assessing the situation, and then planning an approach and taking an approach. It makes a lot of sense, but it's a lot of work, so it definitely takes practice, which is why we're all doing it now and why we're all hating it. But we love it at the same time. Anyways, so far my college experience has been good. It's definitely been an up and down situation, but I would say that I'm happy with the way things have gone. I wish that my grades could have been better, but I've been trying the whole way through. Now that I'm in my third year, I'd say that I really do like college, and I really do love learning, which is probably what I like about college. Just, I can't imagine not learning. I feel like when I'm never going to be done with school, and even if I am ever done with school, I'm going to go back and I'm going to take another subject, and I'm going to learn more. Like, I would love to be a history major and a philosophy major, and I'd love to just learn everything, and I wish that I had the time and money. However, being in college, I'm in debt, and I'm bouncing from job to job because I'm here to get a career, so I don't have one yet. Expecting things for college would be a really broad subject. I'd say that the most important thing for me is to come out of here with my degree and, besides my studies, with knowledge of how the world works. I really want to be able to stand on my own two feet because I don't have anyone to fall back on now that I'm in college and now that I'm an adult and out of the house, and I would really like to come out of college being more than just book smart. I think that I'm doing that because I think college offers a lot of opportunities to grow as a person, not just as a student, which is really, really important. I'm the first person in my family to go to college and go to a university. So I know it means a lot to my family, and I really, really hope that I can satisfy their needs as well as my own by being here. And yeah, I hope everything goes well, and go physics, yay!